Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder of Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Ajanati Madam Dasya Ganagana Salakya Chaksuru Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurudev Maha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our topic today is enlarge your vision. Have you ever found yourself thinking, is this it? Is this all there is? Wasn't my life intended for more? Our message today is that Krishna created you with specific purposes in mind, but in order for you to see the life that Krishna intends for you, you have to enlarge your vision. We weren't created to live a small life with little goals, little dreams. Krishna created us to live an expanded life. No matter where you are, you're not supposed to get stuck at that level and stay there. Krishna is a God of increase. He has something bigger out there in your future. Now, if you're going to live this large life, it has to start where? In your thinking. It said not to put new wine in old wineskins. Wineskins were made out of leather, and when they get old, they get hard and stiff, and they won't expand to accommodate the new wine. So if you put the new wine in them, the pressure will be too great, and they'll burst. Similarly, there's a saying that you can't have a new life with an old way of thinking. You can't go around thinking that you've reached your limits. You've got as far as your education allows. You never get any good breaks. Limited thinking is going to cause you to live a limited life. Get rid of that old wineskin. Start believing bigger, dreaming bigger, expecting bigger. We want to encourage you today to enter into this wide open, spacious life. The smallness that you may be feeling comes from within you. Our lives aren't small, but many of us are living them in a small way. Even though Krishna has this big life in store, if we have limited thinking, we're going to live it in a small way. It's easy to get stuck in a rut, going to work, coming home, dealing with the daily pressures of life. We take stock one day and then we realize that we're not anymore expecting anything better. We're not anymore releasing our faith. We start to think this is all there is. Same old, same old. I hope I get a 50 cent an hour raise. I'm praying for a little bit of happiness on the weekend. Compared to what Krishna's offering you, that is living small. Here's a suggestion. When it gets tough and that challenge is difficult or even it seems impossible, here's a suggestion. Praise Him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank Him for fighting your battles. Thank Him for showing you the far and beyond, the immeasurable, the unlimited. Thank Him for helping you get rid of the old wineskins, to get rid of that small-minded thinking and start thinking and getting in agreement with Krishna. Think big. Think increase. Think abundance. Think more than enough. I heard a story about a famous golfer who had been invited by the king of Saudi Arabia to play in a tournament. He accepted there and was flown there by the king in his private jet. They played golf, had a good time, and finally the golfer prepared to go home. But before he left, the king wanted to give him something for making the time special. The king said, anything you want. The man was polite and said modestly, it's enough that I enjoyed my stay here with you. The king insisted. The man said, fine, I collect golf clubs. Why don't you send me a golf club? Man got on the plane, went home. Golfer was trying to picture the new club for his collection. He thought it would be a great gift from an oil-rich king in Saudi Arabia. The man waited day after day, week after week, month after month, every day looking forward to a DHL package from the Far East, but nothing came. Finally, after months of waiting, he got a certified letter from the king. That's odd, he thought. Where's my golf club? But when he opened the letter, inside was a deed to a 500-acre golf course in America. So what's the moral of this story? Folks, kings think differently than we do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We serve the Most High God. His dream and His desire for your life is so much bigger, grander, and higher than you and I can ever imagine. If you've been faithful in keeping Him first place, then it's time to enlarge our puny little vision. Scripture says the path of the righteous is brighter and brighter. That's Krishna's idea for your life. You'll get your hopes up, start expecting Krishna's goodness, and you're going to come in to a bigger life, a new level of your destiny. Krishna's prepared this large, expanded life. Now my challenge is, don't have a small mentality. Don't water down your dreams, accepting less when you know Krishna's created for you more. If you put a fish that's supposed to be 2 feet long in a little tiny small bowl, it's never going to grow to its intended size. Not because anything's wrong with the fish, but because of the limited environment it's in. Right now, you may be in a limited environment. Maybe there's nothing you can do about that. The key is don't let the environment get in you. Don't let mediocrity become the norm. That may be where you are, but that's not who you are. You are a child of the Most High God, the creator of millions and millions of universes, breathed His life into you. He has something big in your future. Now let these words sink down into your spirit, a wide, open, spacious life. That means a life free from addictions, free from bad habits, a life where you're healthy, whole, joyous, fulfilled, a life of more than enough, an overflow life. Now the enemy, Maya, she wants to contain you, but God, Krishna, wants to enlarge you. Indeed, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami the following story of a hunter's meeting with the great sage Narada Muni. And once, when Narada was traveling through a jungle, he saw many animals writhing in agony. Narada Muni naturally felt compassion for these animals, and he started thinking, who is this unspeakably cruel man who was not outright killing the animals, but half killing them, causing them so much unnecessary pain? And he met the hunter, whose name was Magrari. When Narada Muni asked why he wasn't outright killing them completely, Magrari answered, well, this is how my father did it. He taught me this way. And his father taught him that way before him. It's been passed down for generations and generations. This is the way we make our living. Put food on the table and a roof over my head. It's all I've known. It's good enough for them. It's good enough for me. Then Narada Muni began to explain to Magrari some of the dynamics of karma. Karma is action or reaction. You sow the seed, you face the deed. Whatever you do comes back to you. Law of cause and effect ensures the balance is perfect. Detecting whatever you do, good and bad, it will resurrect. Death is not the end, it's just a bend. Whatever you've done will circle back again. The body may die, but your karma standing by, you'll be reborn to live and die. Continue to suffer and cry. Karma decides how you'll be reborn, comely or scorned, high or humiliated, straight or deformed, healthy or ill, long or short-lived, animal or human, sheltered or adrift. Karma is what makes the world go round. It's cause and effect right down there on the ground for those going over and around, up and down, bound by their deeds and bound by their needs. Is there any purpose to our life on earth? Do we just die and continue to take birth? Is there any escape from the pain of coming back again and again and again and again? Yes. You're not the flesh, you're not the mind. Eternal spirit designed in the image of the Almighty Divine, assigned to a service sublime. Attracted by unselfish action, serving the Lord with dispassion, acting only for His satisfaction, devoted souls achieve extraction from karmic reaction. If you want to burn up your karma, practice a dharma pleasing the Lord, fashioned by His hand, act according to His plan, and never ever come back to this mortal world again. Also, a poet 100 years ago was way ahead of his time. His name was George Bernard Shaw. He said, "We are the living graves of murder, beasts, slaughters, and satisfy appetites. We never pause at our feast to wonder if animals like humans have rights. We pray on Sundays to have light to guide our footsteps on the path we tread. We're sick of war, we don't want to fight, but yet we gorge ourselves on the dead. Like carrion crow, we live and feed on meat, never considering the pain and suffering we cause. If less we treat defenseless animals for sport or gain, then how can we hope to attain the peace we say we are so anxious for? We pray for it to God, outraging the moral law. Cruelty begets its offspring, war." When Megrahi understood this principle from Narada Muni, he was very, very scared about his future. So he asked, "Is there any way I can become free from this huge burden, karma?" Narada Muni said, "If you follow my instructions exactly, I can give you the path by which you might be free from those sinful reactions." Megrahi agreed to follow whatever it was that Narada Muni would instruct him. Narada Muni, first thing he did, he said, "Break your bow." "Break my bow?" Megrahi said, "But how will I feed myself? How will I live? It's the only thing I know. It's all my father taught me. It's all his father taught." Narada Muni said, "Only after you've broken your bow will I disclose the path of liberation." He went ahead and he broke the bow. And then Narada Muni began to tell him what to do. "Go to your home, distribute whatever money and valuables you have to the devotees and to the Brahmins. Wear only one cloth for yourself. Construct a small thatched hut on the riverbank. Sow a tulsi plant by that house. And above all, always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As far as your livelihood is concerned, I will send you everything that you need." So the hunter, after returning home, began to follow those instructions. Meanwhile, news spread like wildfire for hundreds of miles around to all the villages that this bloodthirsty, cruel, sadistic hunter had become a devotee. People couldn't believe it. They had to come and see this new Vaishnava. Now, it's the Vedic custom that when you go to visit a saint, you bring grains or fruits, offer them for his livelihood. So many visitors were so amazed and so curious to see this transformation from the hunter to the devotee that he got more grains and fruits and vegetables than 20 people could eat. We also have the chance to transform for the better, just like Megrahi. Krishna is saying to you today, I want you to live a big life, an abundant life, a fulfilling life, where you're gaining new ground, seeing things that you've never seen. But here's the catch. First, you have to throw your bow into the water. What does that mean? You have to make room in your thinking. You can't think small, believe small, expect small, and see a wide life. You can't get stuck where your parents and your grandparents got stuck. You have to be willing to try the new things that Krishna wants you to try. You have to throw your bow into the river by faith. Now, why don't you say with me today, "Krishna, I'm in agreement with you. I believe you have a wide, spacious, abundant life for me. I'm believing for you to move me forward with you in the center. I'm believing to go beyond my parents. I'm believing to get over this pandemic. I'm believing to start my own business, start that orphanage, open that temple, heal the earth, save the animals." If you'll start expanding your vision, you'll see Krishna open doors that you could never open, bring the right people across your path, take you places that you've never dreamed. It's time to enlarge your vision. Too often, we look at what's happened in the past as a blueprint for the future. We let how we were raised, what we saw modeled growing up, we let all that set the limits for our life. If our parents struggled with addictions or floundered through life, we think that's the plan for our life. If we saw our parents eating meat growing up, we think we have to eat meat too. I hear people say, I've gone as far as my parents. I've accomplished as much as my grandparents. If it was good enough for them, it's good enough for me. No, I'm here tonight to tell you, Krishna is a progressive God. He wants every generation to increase. Your past is not a blueprint. It's a departure lounge for the life that Krishna wants you to lead. Your parents, your relatives, they may have laid the foundation, but you're now supposed to build on what they did, supposed to set a new standard. It's not a resting place where you can put down your stakes and coast. It's a stepping stone for you to rise higher, a launching pad for you to go further. Now, don't get comfortable and settle there. After some weeks had passed, Narada Muni said to his friend, Parvat Muni, I have a disciple, let's go and visit him and see if he's doing well. But when these two great sages, Narada and Parvat, went to the hunter's home, the hunter saw his spiritual master coming down the path and began to approach him with great respect. But on his way to greet these two sages, the hunter saw that there were ants on the ground across the path before him. Now he wanted to bow down, do his dandavats to greet the sages, but before he did so, he very, very carefully cleared away the ants with his claw. And when Narada Muni saw this former hunter was trying to save the lives of the ants in that way, he quoted a verse from the Skanda Purana, Eti nahi adbhuta vyadi tav ahimsa yoguna haro bhakta pravito ye ne tu sara tapanam. It is not very astonishing that a devotee of the Lord is not inclined to give any sort of pain to anyone, not even an ant. Just look, formerly this hunter enjoyed pleasure in half killing animals, but since he has started chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he is not willing to give pain even to an ant. You may have seen mediocrity growing up, but Krishna is counting on you to now be a difference maker. Nobody in your family may have made good grades in school. You be the one to make good grades. Come into that wide life. Everybody in your family may have caused pain and suffering by their eating habits. You be the one to make conscious, cruelty-free eating choices. Your forefathers may not have been as respectful as they could have been to Mother Earth. That's okay. Maybe they did the best they could with the information they had, but don't you settle there. You undo the damage. Restore Mother Earth. Our message is don't let your heredity stop your destiny. Don't let what was passed down convince you to settle where you are. Break out of that limited mindset. You have greatness in you. Where you are is not where you're supposed to stay. Your destiny is calling to you. Time to enlarge your vision. Time to quit believing the lies that you've reached your limit, the lies that you don't have the talent, the lies that you made too many mistakes. It's a new day today. Krishna is going to amaze you with his goodness. Think bigger, think bolder. You may have seen mediocrity growing up, but Krishna is counting on you to be a difference maker. He wants you to be the one that sets a new standard, but you have to enlarge your vision. I heard a story about a man in New England. He'd been unemployed for a long time. He was down to his last dollar. He laid 50 cents of it on the offering plate on Sunday. The next morning, he heard of a possible job in a neighboring town, but the railroad fare was a dollar. He began to wonder if perhaps He should have not put the 50 cents on the offering plate yesterday, Sunday. But with the remaining 50 cents he had, he bought a ticket and rode halfway to his desired destination. He stepped off the train and started to walk to the next town. But Krishna had something better for him. Before he'd walked a block, he learned of a factory near at hand that needed help. He got a job for $5 a week more than he would have received had he gone to the other town. Eventually, he worked his way up into management and ended up owning that and many other factories. His name was W.L. Douglas. He became a multi-millionaire philanthropist and advocate for labor rights and served a term as the governor of Massachusetts. Can I tell you also, there's a large life waiting for you, for your family, for your future. Don't be contained. Don't be talked out of it. If you'll think bigger, you'll live bigger. When it comes to enlarging your vision, you have to learn to encourage yourself. You can't count on other people to cheer you up and keep you built up, because the fact is that sometimes people will let you down. They'll try to convince you to stay at that same level. They may say that your dreams are too big. That's because they can't see what you can see. They don't know what Krishna put in your heart. Now, just because they don't believe that you can accomplish your dreams really doesn't change anything. You don't have to have every single person on board. You're never going to get every friend, every relative, every co-worker to agree to support you. People are going to say things like, "You really think you can make a difference? You really think you can get out of debt, break that addiction, write that book? I'm sorry, I just don't see it." Your attitude should be, "So what if they don't see it? I don't have to have their support, their encouragement, their prayers. I know a secret. Me and Krishna are a majority. Krishna before me, who dare be against me?" Like that, start encouraging yourself. "I'm well able. I'm strong. I've got what it takes. I'm coming into a wide, open, spacious life." Our own founder and spiritual master, Prabhupada, came to the USA on the order of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati had started with nothing but established 64 temples in India and attracted hundreds of disciples. He emphasized publication and distribution of books. He called his printing press the big drum, the big madanga. The small madanga can be heard a few blocks away, but the effect of the printing press is worldwide. So based on cooperation amongst his disciples and book publishing, he rekindled Krishna consciousness all over India. But when he passed away in 1936, his mission became reduced because his small-minded disciples engaged in lawsuits over the allocation of assets. Instead of carrying on the momentum of expansion with cooperative efforts and depending on the Lord for their maintenance, some of his leading men got distracted in the fight to take his place as the leader of the mission. Prabhupada wrote in this connection, "Because factions stop the preaching work of the Gaudiya Math, we are not in any faction. We simply took up the mission to preach the message of Krishna all over the world. It is the duty of every disciple to strictly follow the orders of the spiritual master." In the Shvetasvatara Upanishad, 6th chapter, 23rd verse, "Yasha deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katityarta prakasante mahatmana." Only to those great souls who throw their bow into the water, so to speak, which means to say who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, are all their efforts crowned with success. Prabhupada says, "The members of the parties who occupy the properties of Bhaktisiddhanta got the prestige and acclaim they craved, but they became useless in the matter of preaching, whereas the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which follows Guru and Krishna, is increasing all over the world." Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada wanted more than anything else to print and distribute as many books as possible all over the world. Prabhupada says, we have tried our best in this connection, and we are getting results beyond our expectations. To date, approximately 650 million of Prabhupada's books have been distributed in 87 languages. The movement he founded, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has currently 820 centers worldwide, two of which are here in Utah. Now, if you're going to receive the favor of the Supreme, first thing you gotta do is enlarge your vision. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna's a big God, so you can't, as his devotee, go around thinking negative, defeated, limiting thoughts. You can't be petty, small-minded, and get the favor of Krishna on your life. Well, Churu, I've gone as far as I go. It's been this way all these years. Try doing it with Krishna as your partner this time. You can be the one to break the cycle of lack and defeat. You can be the one to break the addictions, the bad habits, the slaughterhouses. You can be the one to take the mission from petty quarreling to world prominence. You can be the one to rise to a level that your family has never gone before. Why? Because you weren't created to live a small life, to dream little dreams, have little goals, and exert little influence. Krishna created us to live an expanded life. No matter what level you're at now, you're not supposed to stay there. Krishna is a God of increase. He has something much bigger in your future. This expanded life starts in our thinking. The famous German author Goethe, he said, quote, "The moment one definitely commits oneself, then God moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would have never otherwise occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and material assistance which no man could have dreamed would come his way." Whatever God-centered dream you have, Goethe said, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. End quote. Now, if you're going to live this large life, you're going to have to delete some negative things that were spoken over you. People don't determine your destiny. Krishna does. Don't let what they say contain you. Think bigger. They say you're just a C student. Think bigger. Think I'm an A student. They say you'll never get out of debt. Think bigger. I'm going to lend and not borrow. They say you're too small, you're not talented enough. Think bigger, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Friends, you're not who people say you are. You are who the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, says you are. And guess what? He has the final say. He says, I planned a wide, open, spacious life for you. Get rid of the bow and arrows like Magari. Separate from factions, disputants like Prabhupada. Go where God sends you, like with Douglas. Get yourself out in the open field. When you're dreaming of a golf club, don't be surprised when the king gives you a 500-acre golf course. Start thinking bigger, praying bigger, expecting bigger. It's a new day. Krishna wants to take you where you've never been. Krishna wants to show you favor you've never seen. Krishna wants to use you for his wonderful purposes in this world. If you'll start enlarging your vision, I believe you're going to see new doors open, new opportunities, new friendships, promotions, breakthroughs, the fullness of your destiny in this life. Next life, go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.